Paper trail is releasing the earliest recorded shooting by Britain's Military Reaction Force, or the MRF. The MRF shooting is the earliest recorded that we have discovered. This, of course, does not mean that it was the first MRF shooting. It means that at the moment, it is the earliest recorded shooting that researchers like ourselves have found. The MRF was active as the MRF for around 7 months by this stage, and you can read about that in Paper Trail's blog, Earliest Record of Operational MRF. It is also a military reaction force shooting that does not feature in the police service of Northern Ireland's Operation Everson, the police inquiry into a number of MRF shootings from May 1972. This military reaction force shooting occurred on 17th of April 1972. The shooting may not be included in Operation Everson for a number of reasons, including this one. The named military action force shooter shot himself by accident. Paper Trail has redacted his name and his British Army number. The British Lance Corporal was seconded to MRF from his parent regiment, the 1st Battalion Royal Regiment of Wales. The Military Reaction Force unit had picked up a man with a shotgun in the Knockwood Park area of Belfast. He did not have a certificate for the firearm with him, so he was taken away by the police. The later files say he produced a firearm certificate, although no reason is offered as to what he was doing with a shotgun in the area at that time of night, half a mile from his home. In the meantime, the Military Reaction Force Lance Corporal was clearing his submachine gun in the back of an unmarked MRF Q car when it discharged accidentally. One 9mm bullet caused two holes in the vehicle, one exiting the floor and the other entering it again after rebounding off the road, injuring the British soldier in the left foot, but not seriously. Thankfully, no civilians were injured by the Military Reaction Force on this occasion. The injured MRF soldier's name may feature in later shootings though, accidental or otherwise, or you could help PSNI with its inquiry.